This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Former State Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly is promising voters he won't be driven by politics if they return him to the bench. But the forces of Republican politics are swirling around Kelly like a storm. Kelly has shied away from talking directly about issues that might come before the court. But as Sean Johnson reports, his supporters are taking a decidedly different approach.
In mid-March, longtime conservative activist Bob Donnell organized what he called a conservative St. Pat's Party. He holds it at Clifford's Supper Club in Hales Corners, a village in southwest Milwaukee County. Strings of white lights hang from the ceiling, and at one end of a long banquet hall, a band plays. Donnell wears a National Rifle Association hat and a shirt decked with green clovers as he talks to friends at a table near the bar. He calls events like these educational rallies.
Or get out to vote things. That's what I do, is work like hell to get out the votes.
Orville Seamer, another longtime activist, says getting the votes out in this election might be more important than ever. He says Kelly's opponent, Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, doesn't just hold a different judicial philosophy. He thinks she's a threat to more than a decade of conservative accomplishments.
Well, I think you look back, you know, all the Walker reforms, Act 10 and redistricting and, you know, the Dobbs decision at the U.S. Supreme Court, all those things, even they don't appear on the ballot, but they really are on the ballot. People are voting on those issues.
The speakers at this event make a similar case. They include Republican lawmakers and former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson.
Everything that we believe in as conservatives is going to be up for grabs. That's how important this election is.
When it's Dan Kelly's turn to speak, he sidesteps all of these issues. He focuses on Protasiewicz. She shared her personal beliefs in this campaign, including her support for abortion rights. Kelly says Protasiewicz crossed a line for a judge.
This is an election like no other, and mostly because my opponents is a candidate like no other.
Kelly was an attorney in private practice until he was appointed to the court by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2016. He lost his first Supreme Court election in 2020. During a forum at the Milwaukee Press Club earlier this month, he said politics has no place in the courts, where the job of a judge is to apply the law.
I am running to be the most boring Supreme Court justice in the history of the country. It's the role of the court is not to be original, is not to be innovative.
But Kelly has a history with Republicans. More than a decade ago, he defended the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps. Just last year, his clients included the state Republican Party and the Republican National Committee. Howard Schwaber teaches political science and law at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says Kelly's resume frees him up to run a more traditional judicial campaign.
He has all of that background that, without him having to say anything, tells those interests that he is their guy.
And those interests have taken notice and paid for the overwhelming majority of his political ads. They include Fair Courts America, a group funded by GOP megadonor Richard Uihlein, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Both have attacked Protasiewicz for being soft on crime, a staple of Republican campaigns. Democrats outspent those groups in the opening months of this campaign, but a recent tally showed conservatives closing the gap. Donnell, the longtime activist, says Kelly started out behind in this race, but thinks he has momentum.
I said 2 weeks ago, if I walked into Target and talked to 100 people, 95 of them would say, "What election?" Now they're starting to pay attention.
If Kelly loses, liberals would flip Wisconsin Supreme Court for the first time in 15 years. If he wins, conservatives would likely keep their majority until at least 2026. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.